Praise God. It's that river of God's anointing that is so important in our lives. Welcome to Living the Good Life today, live right here in the studio as we usually are. Living the Good Life, bringing you the Word of God, the anointed Word of God, week after week, with a desire that we each grow closer to Almighty God, that we learn our destiny. So interesting, the stuff that was being taught there in the last few moments on Truth Talk, the way that was powerful. And we need to learn to let God fulfill His purpose in our lives. We're in a series entitled Forever Home, and we're going to be talking more about that today with Nan and with Betty from Indiana, and excited to amplify on this and talk about what God is doing in our lives and how important that process is as we allow God to do the work in us that He wants to do. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Joining me today, Betty Thomas from Indiana. Are you there, Betty?
I am here.
So glad you are. We're going to have a powerful show. And Nan Watson from our church right here. Well, they're all from our church and our ministry, but Nan's from right here in Clearwater. And she got drafted at the last minute, Betty. We had some sickness with Cindy Henderson, so we'll be praying for Cindy today.
Yes, definitely. You know what I love about Nan?
What is it you love about Nan, Betty? I didn't know there was anything you could love about Nan. What is it?
That her faithfulness.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, always willing to, she makes those sacrifices for the Lord.
Yep.
Because she's so much in love with the Lord, and all she wants to do is serve Him. And
she's got your number, Dan.
And be a faithful servant. And,
well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Amen. She had every intention to do something else this afternoon. And on the way to our service today, God told her she would need to be at the radio today. And Nan, it was like, but God, I have some other things I need to do, right?
It was indeed. I had some good things I needed to take care of. And it was like, I struggled only briefly with that, you know? And then I said, okay, God, you tell me to go to the radio station. I'm normally here most all times anyway, but this week I was going to do something different. And He said, be here. So I said, yes, sir. And so then I got invited to be on the show, and then I said, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. But thank you, Betty, for your very kind words. I really appreciate that, sister.
Yes. Yeah, because you know what? Why we are doing this is simply because we believe that God has called us to this radio ministry, which we love with all our hearts, and we look forward to these times where we can share the Word of God with our audience scattered around the globe every single Sunday afternoon. Usually try to get a Facebook reminder on, and I put one on today just reminding everybody of being, you know, our show today. And I chose a picture I actually took myself just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, sunset right here in Palm Harbor. And it just kind of reminds me, with that pier going out there, where we are headed in our heaven, or to our heavenly home. I don't know if you saw it, Betty. I think you did. So doesn't that kind of remind you where we're going?
Oh, yes. You know, I shared it and explained to our listening audience about what we would be talking about.
Oh, okay. Good.
That journey home. And, you know, it's just like it, because you're walking out on that pier, and when you get to that, your heavenly home, you see the sun.
Wow,
not the
true.
S-U-N, but the S-O-N.
Yes,
and
yes.
How the living water runs through heaven, and that, you know, the dock that we stand on is the
right.
rock.
Oh,
and, I mean,
amen.
It has so many significant
that's cool
things in that picture. We're coming back from the grocery store, and it just appears that, you know, God is so prevalent everywhere.
Exactly.
And sometimes we just don't take the time to see what beauty and what things surround us, and how much more beautiful it's going to be when we all get to go home.
Oh, amen. Amen. I was going to actually pick a different picture. And that was the one I was drawn to. And now we see why, don't we? So praise God. Praise God. God is doing a mighty work. I'm looking forward to this show today. God wants us to grow in Him, in His Word, and in his in the experience with him during the show today. And I believe that lives are going to be touched. Let's agree in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the power of your word, the power of the almighty anointed word of God that's going to go forth today through music, through the words that we talk about, and through the reading and studying of your precious Holy Scripture. Lord, we give you all the glory and praise before we see what you're going to do in our lives and in the lives of the listeners whenever they listen to this show. God, you are a mighty, mighty God, and we just want to rejoice in your goodness today. We just want to enjoy this time in the Word. Enjoy this time where we talk about you and your greatness and your power in our lives. And Lord, we want that to be contagious to our listeners scattered around the globe. We want the Word of God to so anoint their ears and touch their lives that they walk away from this show changed and drawn closer to you. That is our goal. That is our desire, and we want that to happen, and we trust you today, God, that it will happen in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen. And amen. Thrive by casting crowns. God doesn't want you just to survive, dear ones. He wants you to thrive. Thrive.
Worn and weary land where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just our Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to run and hide.
your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Woo! Yes, that's God. Will for you, dear listener. You are meant to thrive in the things of God, the power of God, and His life in you. You are meant to thrive, not just survive. I love that song, Betty. It just really gets us going and reminds us today that God does not want us having mediocre Christian lives, everyday lives. He doesn't want us just to just go business as usual. I'm depressed. I'm this. I'm sick. I'm worried. I'm this. God has so much more for us, Betty Thomas. Don't you know it, girl?
Oh, I have to give you a big amen on that.
You do? Okay.
Biggin.
All right.
And, you know, one of the things that God wants is He wants us. He's our friend, you know?
Yes, yes.
I told my cousin today that, you know, Jesus is my best friend.
Amen.
And that we give Him the first.
Right.
We give Him the first in the morning. We give Him the first on Sunday when we tithe. We give
right.
Him the first of everything. And you know what? He's so gracious. He's so kind. And He wants such a loving relationship with all of us.
Right.
And that's why He wants all of us in His kingdom. You know, when He does, when we go home, He wants all of His kids. And when I say all of us, that means you, listener. He wants us all to be together as a family, because in His house, there are many mansions.
Oh,
there
amen.
Are many rooms.
Woo!
And it's all going to come down to that we've got to change, Pastor
yeah.
and Nan. We've got to change the way that we think. We've got to concentrate on bringing, you know, the people into the kingdom.
Amen.
We've got to let our light shine wherever
yes.
we are.
Yes.
And it's not hard to, again, simplicity. It's not hard to do.
Right.
To let your light shine and not hide it under a bush or under a basket or whatever. And it's so easy. It's so easy, and how much He loves us. And I mean, I can preach today.
Yeah, yep, I can feel it.
Oh,
but
it's in your bones.
It is.
And you can't get. It's hard. It's hard not to talk. It's hard
That's
not
right.
to shout. It's not hard to sing. It's not hard to praise Him, for all that He does for us.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
There are some things we don't even see that He
right.
does for us that we are so thankful that He watches over us and keeps us safe.
Oh, I know. And, you know, we were so fired up this morning in our service at Beacon of Hope, just for the goodness of God and the way He is trying to help us understand that everything that happens here to us is for a reason. And, Nan, there's times that we just get a little discouraged and defeated, and maybe some of our listeners out there today in radio land scattered around the globe are feeling that kind of, you know, life's hard, life's difficult. I don't know if I can go on. You know, it's just very, very, very hard. We've all been there, haven't we?
Yes. I've discussed with a friend somewhat recently about how I don't know how people face some of the things they face without having God on their
side.
Oh,
I agree.
I mean, you know, and they don't, and listeners, don't be downhearted.
Right.
You know, praise Him. That came out kind of in our morning service in a discussion type thing. But to praise Him in the midst of what you're going
yes.
to offer praise, and He inhabits the praise of His people, He will move in your situations. But all three of us here on the radio show right now have personally experienced that.
Oh,
the
absolutely.
Case many times over.
We know that life's problems are for a reason, and we're going to be getting into that in the book of James, chapter 1, in just a few minutes, as we talk about how these daily problems influence and affect what's going to happen to us after we pass away from this earth and enter into heaven. This is all part of the teaching on heaven. life's struggles. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you just joined us, stay tuned, because you're going to be encouraged with the Word of God today. And it's going to help you face what you face on a daily basis. Because so many people allow their circumstances, their problems, their disappointments, their hurts, their rejection that happens to them, and all this to just pull them away from God and His goodness, because they feel like, well, where is God anyway? Why did He allow this to happen? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? And, you know, that asking why, generally speaking, doesn't get you very far, I found. But when we just say, God, I trust You, that You know what the significance is behind this event, or I know that You're going to get some, bring good in my life because of what I'm going through. And when that is our attitude, look out, God will move in your situation. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, you know, even when you read in James, it talks about not being a doubter. You know, you say
right.
you have faith, but yet
yes.
you doubt.
Right.
And that is something, and like you said, all three of us have been through our share, but during that trial,
yeah,
it gives us the opportunity to advance in the kingdom.
That's right.
You think, well, Betty, you're talking out both sides of your mouth. No, I've been there. It develops in us perseverance. It develops us into an atmosphere of trust.
Amen.
And to be able to know that, you know, I can't do anything to change these circumstances, but God, You can.
But God, You can.
You can. You know, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens
right.
us. And you know, in the last 2 days, I heard a sermon this morning about trials and
right.
how God, how we cry out to God and that He hears us.
Yes.
You know, King David cried out to God.
That's right.
Merciful God, help me. And He answered his prayer. I mean, He slayed giants. He slayed
right.
bears. I mean, all different kinds of things, you know, in the spiritual area.
Right.
And that's what we have to do today, Pastor Renee,
yes.
is that we have to have the faith to keep standing and standing
that's
firm.
Right. That's right.
When trials hit us, because God didn't promise it was going to be wasn't going to be easy street, but
right.
because when we get into that trial situation, we know God's got something good on the horizon,
well,
and that's what we have to look forward to.
We do, and we have to realize that so many of our trials turn into praise reports because God moves in these situations. And I'll give you a case in point, and I just now got a text from our dear Mike Sparks, who's a part of the Beacon and has been in the military for many years. He's in San Antonio, and I got a text from him last night that his dear sister, his only sibling, had suffered a very bad heart attack and was in a medically induced coma in a hospital in Austin. And I began to agree with him in prayer, and I know her. Michelle is her name. I know her. I've known her for many years. And we began to agree in prayer. We prayed for her this morning at Beacon of Hope. And I just got a text as we went on the air from Mike that she's come out of the coma. They have removed the ventilator. She's breathing on her own. She's resting, and she is recovering. And we are claiming total healing for Michelle. And we thank God for moving in this very grave, difficult, intense situation there in that hospital in Austin, Texas. And dear friend out there, I feel very strongly today that there are many that are going to hear our voices today that are in very deep problems in certain areas of your life. And I would like for you to hear this very strongly. God is not finished with you or your situation. Trust Him, believe Him, even as we go through this show, and realize that the trials that we go through, the suffering we go through, are for a reason. And in James 1:2, we're going to start right there. James says, consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. Consider it a sheer gift. Talk to us, Nan. Isn't it hard for a lot of people to consider tests and trials and challenges, gifts?
Yes. It's difficult for me to do, you know, it's very difficult to look at our trials as gifts.
But right.
If we can see on the other side of what happens on the other side of that trial, you know, God rewards us and God moves in mighty ways. And, you know, we can share with others who face similar situations of look what God has done for me.
That's exactly right. And so often when we're going through those things, we're not thinking in terms of, oh, thank God I have a problem. Betty, remember the revival stuff that we taught a year and a half ago up there in Indiana? And the whole goal there was to teach the concept of we need problems in our lives. That's how we grow. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, yes, you know, it probably, of all of the sermons that you've talked about, that's probably the one that probably resonates with me the most, is because at that particular time, we were going through a trial. And when you have a problem, you have a promise. And with that comes a provision or a resolution.
That's right. Yes.
And for me to remember that is a miracle to begin with.
Well, that just tells you it got to you, right?
It did. A lot of your messages do get to me, but
well,
that
that's good
one
to know.
Really stayed with me.
Okay. But so, don't you think, Betty, part of that is because you can relate and we each relate to the fact that problems are it's hard to get that, wrap our minds around the fact that problems are designed to be gifts to us from God?
Yes, and I have to resonate that with what Nan said. It's hard to be joyful. It's hard to consider it a gift because you're thinking, okay, God, what if, you know, this is thinking way back. Okay, God, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do? Help me, you know, and it, what happens when we go into that atmosphere of mental thinking is that it brings in fear. It brings in anxiety.
Yes.
And those are things that can really cut into our spirit of joy if we let it. But what happens is the power of prayer and praise can significantly alter our mindset to say, okay, God, you've got this. I have a situation in what we're going through right now in our family that, you know, if we look at the circumstances or we look at the surroundings, we're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, have you ever had that?
Yes.
That thinking of how am I going to get through this? What am I going to do?
And then absolutely.
God
yeah.
God comes on the scene and he tells you,
ooh.
Have I not promised you
mm-hmm.
that I would never leave you nor forsake you?
Yes.
Haven't I not given you the power, the same power that raised me from the dead
right.
lives in you?
Yes, amen.
And it just, it brings up the, because we all get angry. We all have fear or anxiety, panic attacks, whatever you want to say, is I've had them myself.
Right,
and,
sure.
And I, but I look at the circumstances that I was in, that I tried to handle it on my own. And then when I turned and I surrendered, I turned everything over to God and I said, okay, God, you've got to handle this.
You got to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's wearing me down. It's just, you know, I mean, I think I had told you at one point, you know, spiritually depleted.
Right.
And if I had not prayed, if I had not been in the Word, if I had not had my praise music, and I asked God, and I cried out to God, I said, God, you got to take this, buddy. And this is how I talk to God.
Yeah.
Buddy, you got to take this because I can't handle it. First of all, I'm too old to handle this. You have taken care of everything for me in my years of life. And he hasn't quit.
No.
He's never
and
quit.
He never
He's
will.
Never sleep. He never will. So he will get you through, listener. He will.
He
get
will.
You through.
Listen to the second sentence of James chapter 1, verse 2. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. How do we know if we've got faith for situations when we're up against a struggle? Words from a song that shatters all our dreams and it feels like what is it? The next line, some that we're given into Satan's manifested schemes. And that's that song, Praise the Lord. And
yeah, praise the Lord.
Right. And what that's saying is when it's that tough and it's coming at you from all sides, there's the verse right here, James 1:2. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and self-developed and well-developed, not deficient in any way. And that's the problem, I think, Nan, for a lot of people. They start to see a problem coming, and it's intense. It's bearing down on them. And instead of saying, I need this problem so I can get stronger, you know, so I can really become more like Jesus so that when I go to heaven, I you know, the rewards will be there. And instead of thinking that way, they feel sorry for themselves. And I take authority right now over a spirit of self-pity in some of our listeners today that are feeling sorry for themselves because they're in the trial they're in. And I would say to you, dear one, and I'm telling you, this is coming straight from the Holy Ghost, so listen up. And if you are going to persist in feeling sorry for yourself, you will get worse in your situation. And Almighty God is saying, stop it. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop saying, why me? Quit asking why. Quit doing all that and start praising God that he is going to get glory in your circumstance no matter how hard it is. Talk to me, Nan.
Well, while you were speaking that, well, that the Lord inspired you to say, I was thinking, I know someone who has had their share of trials, but they do the pity party kind of thing. They want to be able to complain to everybody all the time about everything and what's going wrong.
We all know people like that.
We've all done that. But what they need to focus on is the positive of what God has done.
Yes.
You know, in this situation, break it up into little compartments even.
Right.
And the first compartment, he's moved in whatever. Well, praise him for that first compartment. First one, hey, you can see, yes,
good
thank
point,
you, God.
Good point, good
God,
point.
Yes, you worked at that. Praise it. Thank you.
Yes.
And then that increases your faith.
Yes.
And it even increases your patience now to deal with the situation.
Yes.
Then you go to compartment two, whatever that happens to consist of. And pray. You praise him. I praise you. Not that this is happening, but I praise you because it is happening. And I wouldn't necessarily chose this, but it's drawing me closer to you. And just keep going down
the line.
And just... And concentrate on what he's done.
Yes.
Don't spend so much time concentrating on what he has not done, what he has not
moved
in.
There you go. Chunk it up, as Dr. Angel says on our Thursday night show.
Amen.
Chunk it up into ways that you can manage it. So, God, I thank you for this. I thank you that I have a problem, okay? I thank you that this is a gift from you, okay? It's a gift because I am going to learn how to walk in this situation and find victory. I'm going to learn how to use my scriptures and the word. Mm-hmm. I'm going to learn how to stand in faith. I'm going to learn to ask for prayer from people. I am going to get prayer of agreement. I'm going to get strong in the midst of this. Betty, I'm sorry. I'm still preaching from this morning, evidently. It's been a crazy day, wild day, right, Nan?
We
had church.
We had church.
Up in there today.
We had church.
We had church up in there. So talk to us, Betty, about this before I do the song.
Well, I think that, you know, we all three are hitting a home run today because we all know we've been there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we, you all know Megan, my daughter. When I was up there, last week.
We know her and we love her.
We love her. And one of the things that she looks at me and, you know, I was just, like I said, I was spiritually kind of down and trying to grasp, you know, everything that's going on and that, you know, I kind of had that down in the mouth feeling. And she looked at me and she said, child of God, suck it up, buttercup.
All right, go, Megan.
And I said,
I bet it pulled you out of it, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, because when your daughter tells you to suck it up, buttercup, put on your big girl panties.
Yeah,
and
put them on. Put those big girl panties on. Yeah.
God is going to pull us through.
Amen.
And so, you know, that will pull you out. But you know what? That song you were talking about is he can work through those who praise him.
That's it.
And so praise God for the power of praise.
Yes.
And what it does to our faith. And I thank God every day for you two, and I thank God most of all for his dying on the cross and the Word, the living Word, the living water.
Amen. You, and you know, this whole concept of thanking God for the problem, that it's a gift, is hard to understand sometimes. So we're going to do this song by Hillsong, Show Me Your Ways, so that we kind of maybe understand a little better. Love this song. We used to do this a lot at Beacon. We got to do it again, Nan.
Okay.
Yeah. Show me your ways. Make this your prayer right now. Praise God. Woo! Stronger each day. Show me your ways, mighty God. Let that be your prayer right now, dear listener. Nan's got a poem that God just gave her, right? Hot,
yes,
off of the Holy Spirit, whatever.
Whatever.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I will show you the way to go. Look to me for my direction. I will sustain you in all that you face. You will certainly have my protection. I will show you the way to go of this concept. Will you not believe? Allow it to become a part of you. Allow it to in you be conceived. I will show you the way to go. I love you so very much. You will make it through this trial. Your broken heart I will touch.
Oh, praise God. You know, there's got to be a lot of broken hearts out there, because life is full of a lot of broken hearts, you know?
Exactly.
Woo, praise God. Praise God. Well, you know, so often we get so bogged down. We're in James 1, 2, 3, someplace in there. If you just joined us, I'm in the Message Bible, and it says that let these problems that we have. Let it do its work so you become mature, okay, and well-developed, not deficient in any way. And why that is so important that we have to grow in him is because of our final destiny. The process here takes us through times of difficulties, times of joy, times of great blessing, times of hurt and disappointment. That's life. It's what we do with all of that that matters. And it says here, let it do its work in you. That's where I think a lot of times people just cry, God, relieve this. Relieve me from this. I don't want to feel this way. Talk to me, Betty. Don't you think people beg for God to just let up on whatever the situation is? And he may say, be saying, you know what? It's not time to let up on that situation. Gosh, I've been in there in that crowd that begs God to stop whatever's going on.
You know, I think we all have. I think that, you know, he's heard us, and no matter how desperate we are, is that that's when he holds us closer. And I dug through my notes just a few minutes ago, and it says here that when I have a problem, ask God, what do you want to teach me through this? What do you want me to do? Like, you show me the way, just like that song. Show me the way. Show me where you want me, what you want me to do. And God, like you were talking about earlier, is take it step by step. Mm-hmm. Don't try to look at the big picture. It's like someone who's going through a divorce, is that if you look at the big picture, it's totally overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, it's hard. Hard.
It's
yeah.
devastating.
I right. Mean, it's, been there, done it, that. It's awful.
It's horrible. And so what you look at is what you all were talking about, is taking it step by step.
Yes.
Is asking God, God, what are you trying to teach me through all of this?
Mm-hmm.
This trial that I'm going through, this unbearable burden that I'm carrying.
Right.
Help me. Help me and take it away from me. And so that you can show me that I will come out stronger and better, and that you have something better waiting for me at the end of this trial, that you have shown me what your love means, that you have shown me what the Holy Spirit can do through me during this trial. And I have one person in mind, especially, who is going through a trial and refuses to back down to the devil, and is still
right.
going out
right.
and ministering to people, is still praising God at
Amen.
The top of their lungs, and they will not back down. They will not let the devil have the last hand. And he's trying with everything he's got, is, you know, throwing at him, you know, revealing the wolf in sheep's clothing. So, listeners, you have got to stand and stand
yes,
strong.
Stand strong.
In the trial that you're going through, and know that you are going to come out on the other side stronger, more resilient, stronger in Christ, that you're going to be the prayer warrior. You're going to be the person whose light that it cannot be put out.
Amen.
That you're going to walk in love, and you're going to walk Woo! In
yes.
In perseverance. You're going to walk strong. You're going to walk straight. And the path that God has for you might not be the one that you thought he was going to take you on, because he has something so much better. And so, again, it's Christ-originated faith is what we need to have. And when we enter, seems like Pastor and Nan, when we enter into especially praise, is that whatever we're going through, again, that second step doesn't seem to be as bad.
That's right.
The more you praise him, the more he adores, the more power. I don't know. Is there just something anymore in prayer and praise together
yes.
that gives us the power that
it
we
does.
Need to overcome?
Absolutely.
And it works. It's been proven. It works.
Well, you were talking about those notes you were reading from, and I imagine they were from the notes from the revival I preached in October of 16, correctly?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
When I was teaching that whole concept up in Indiana.
Yes.
And little did I know, Betty, that that whole concept was so on my heart for that revival. And I came back to my brother-in-law passing away 2 days, well, 1 day after I got back from that trip to Indiana. The next day, and a few days later, I was preaching his funeral to hundreds of people. And God began to take me from that teaching. I had to live it, Betty. I went through 10 months, and you went through it with me. You walked with me through it. So did Nan, and so did a lot of other people. 10 months of a huge personal struggle that I will not go into it right here on the air. But I had to learn to live what I had just preached and what I had taught. And I had to be able to stand and say, I don't care how bad this gets. I'm going to praise God in the midst of this struggle because I know my God has the answers. And when we go to James 1:5, we see James said this very thing. If you don't know what you're doing, and boy, there were times I didn't know what I was doing in the midst of this struggle. I would talk to you, Betty, and times I was crying on the phone. Nan, I cried to you. I don't know how many times. I don't pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help, and you won't be condescended to when you ask for it. And this is a message Bible. Ask boldly, believingly, without a second thought. People who worry their prayers are like wind-whipped waves. Don't think you're going to get anything from the Master that way, keeping all your options open. And basically what this is saying in James chapter 1 is that whole concept of, all right, God, I know I'm in a trial. I'm going to thank you for the trial because evidently you know that I need a problem so that my faith will get stronger in this area that I'm going through right now. And that is what happened to me. And I can testify today on the air that I am now grateful and tried to be very grateful through it, but very grateful that I went through what I went through last year, most of last year, because of what God did in me. Nan, do you want to comment on that? And
yes, I'm biting at the bit to comment on that.
I could tell. Yeah. I saw you like,
Well, you know, I mean, going through this with you, you know, what I saw in you was the example. I'm going to cry. Betty, I'm going to cry. The example you set before us. You didn't miss, pardon the expression, you didn't miss a lick. You preach on Sunday mornings. You would do the Facebook posting. You would do the Go Yard. You would do the Spanish show. You kept up doing everything that's your responsibility. You're there for the people. If they needed you, they could call you. I mean, every aspect of the ministry that you have, you kept it going in the midst of your trial. You kept it going, and you set the example before us Beaconites of what it's like to really trust God in the midst of a trial. You did it. I watched it. Betty, you'd have loved him. I was able to watch that and see that and know that.
And I appreciate you saying that. And that's not why I said that.
I know.
Because
I know.
Believe me, guys, and you both know that there were days when I was on the phone crying to you, you know, because of what I was going through.
Well, and Nan is right on. Is what happens is that you didn't let the devil see you defeated, because you were never defeated, because you're a child of God.
Right.
And
but I felt my feelings were, maybe some of our listening audience can relate. My feelings were, God, when are you going to move in my situation? Yep. God, when?
But you know what you taught me is learning to rest. And this is one of your quotes, learning to rest in God's power when your own power is gone. And you were resilient. Yes, there were times that, you know, there was probably more surrender moments during that time of your life. But you know what? You came out stronger. You came out tougher. And you defeated exactly what the devil was trying to do to you. And you came out victorious. And that's what happens, people, when you have faith.
It is what happens.
And you have a strong belief in Jesus Christ,
yes.
the Son of God.
Yes.
And what his power can do if we let him.
If we quit feeling sorry for ourselves and we stand up and praise the living God and know that no matter what we're going through, God has a purpose in it, and we consider it all joy and a sheer gift, James 1:2, when tests and trials, not if. The word there in the original Greek is when these tests and trials come. There's not a person on this planet that's not had tests and trials. It's not had problems. And it's not had disappointments and hurts. And has not cried out and said, why is this happening? I'm just saying from personal experience, and I had no idea that I was going to talk about all that today. But I can tell you right now that from personal experience, I learned that, Lord, thank you for this problem. Because I obviously am deficient in my faith in this area, and I need to get stronger so I can help others and help myself in this. And praise was a huge part of overcoming in this thing. This thing took 9 to 10 months, well, a little longer, really, to actually finish up. And I mean, struggle I did, but I praise God today and I thank him. And I've got to do this song we did at Beacon this morning because I love it so much. And it is, how can I keep from singing your praise? I can't keep from singing it. I love this song. Rejoice with us today. No matter what you're going through, give it to God and rejoice right now. Rejoice. How can I keep from singing your praise? Chris Tomlin.
There is an endless song, echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I cling.
Singing your praise.
I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. Wow. Praise Him right where you are, wherever you are right now. Powerful song. Love it. Love it. Nan, talk to us. I think you got a poem again. You were typing away in there.
Yes, he gave another one. Give me the trials that you face. You will make it with my grace. Give me the praise to me right now. You will certainly feel my power. I see what is going on. I will make you so strong. Sing praises unto me right now, for I am your awesome, loving tower. Everything will be okay for you. Brighter days you will walk through. I like the last little two lines that says, everything will be okay. Brighter days
that's for somebody.
You will walk through.
That's
yes.
for somebody. Many, many, many yes. hundreds of somebodies probably. Praise God. Brighter days. And you know what? That's the goal of this show today, is to point us towards heaven. We've been talking so much about all the things that keep us from really walking in the promises of God. So often our circumstances. Betty, would you like to add something here before we get at the top of the hour? Can't believe we've already got an hour gone almost. Woo!
Oh, I know. But you know what? You can't keep from singing His praise.
You can't.
You can't. I mean, it's just, you know, once it, I don't know, it's like once the Holy Spirit comes on you, it's just like, even if you can't carry a tune in a bucket, like most of us, you just, you know, make a joyful noise
right.
to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And He hears that. He inhabits the praises, like Nan said, He inhabits the praises
right.
of His people.
Yeah.
And it makes a clearing, you know, it clears the way for you to be have a little bit more understanding of where God might be taking you. And He is such a loving God that He's not going to let anything happen to you to hurt you or to make you think life is just, you know, I just can't take it anymore. Is that He's there. He's not. He's always there.
He
shows up. He shows up and He shows off.
Oh, absolutely.
Praise
God.
So
the whole goal is to prepare us for our heavenly home. Now, we've kind of gone around this discussion already. We're going to amplify on it in our second hour. But everything that happens to us is for a purpose. I was ministering to a friend of mine on through texting yesterday, and I really felt led to write that scripture that we all know, Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. The whole key here is loving God, and we're going to talk about that a whole lot more in just a few minutes. We're glad you're joining us today on Living the Good Life. And Betty, would you talk a little bit about our Facebook post that we do every week or two? You want to talk about that for a second? Then Nana, why don't you mention Go Yard, if you will. Okay, go ahead, Betty.
Yeah, one of the neat things about social media is that Beacon of Hope gives you a 17-minute.
17? Last week it was 15, Betty. Can you believe it?
That was good. It was short, but it was good. We're no critiquing today.
Okay.
But it's I call it midweek uplifting, because a lot of times there's no services on Wednesday. And it's kind of like, I call it, a midweek hump day is it helps you to get over the hump in life. It helps you to understand that just hearing just a small snippet of the Word of God, can help you make it through the week until Sunday, until you're in the church of your choice. And it's just, along with Zoe Grace,
my dog.
And little Micklin. little Micklin, little Wacky Mackie.
Uh-huh. Wacky
Mackie. Sometimes they have, you know, some intervention in there too.
They like to comment sometimes, don't they?
They do. And you know what? And I believe that when you get into the Word and you're just right on, that those little barks are just praises to God, because you know, they hear it so much, you know, in your house, that, you know, they don't really have a chance to voice their opinion. But if you just type in Facebook /Marcia McAllister, and it brings up I forget how many Facebook posts you've done from belonging to.
We started a year ago in January, so there's probably about 60 of them there.
And they're not long. I mean, even if you're taking a break and just type in Marcia McAllister, you know, tap on her Facebook page, and it will bring up several. I mean, I've even listened to them traveling about what God has done in what God can do, where God is taking us, how we are loved, and it's an inspiration to me, and it's an inspiration to other Facebook followers.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. So those come up just whenever I get to it. So usually it's a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Thursday morning. It's one of those. And then we share them, and we encourage you to share them with your friends and family, et cetera, on your Facebook account. And on Thursday nights, Dr. Angel Falzoni, who is recuperating today, she and I do a show on Thursday night, and it's entitled Go Yard, which means hitting a home run. And Nan, do you want to comment on that real quick?
Yes, I love that show. You cover a lot of different topics, and you can look on the website that you can give them.
It's goyard2014.org, O-R-G. It's an O-R-G.
And there's a lot of programs already you can listen to. It's like a live coaching show.
3.5 years.
It's pretty cool if you happen to be on a topic that, say, applies to me. I can actually call in and ask questions or make comments,
right.
And I have done that at times.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Many times.
And you know, I would encourage the people to listen to that show. Like I said, if you know, this woman may not be the one that ministers so much to your situation, but I can just about guarantee there's one out there that will.
Absolutely.
And just search them out, and you'll find them. It's just an awesome ministry.
We love
that
doing
you guys
them
have.
Thursday nights for 1 hour, 6:06 p.m. right here on this station, tantalknetwork.com. You can go to that www and go to podcasts and go to Go Yard to catch up on a lot of this shows. And as Nan said, on our website, we put titles on them, but you can find them right here on podcast Go Yard and on the website Go Yard 2014. That's the year we began that show. So goyard2014.org, O-R-G, and there are 3 years worth or more of shows. Betty and Nan, I don't know if you both know this, but in September, I think it's about the third week of September, on a Sunday, we're going to hit our, ready? Do you have the bell there?
Yeah,
I don't know where the bell is. You got it?
Get
the bell. Get ready. Because I don't know if you two know this. We're going to hit our 600th show.